Stories from Tri-City News headlines of decades past is a recurring feature as the publication marks its 40th anniversary in 2024. 30 years ago, there was little debate Coquitlam needed a new arts center. The big question, though, was how large should the theater be in a facility proposed for the south end of Town Center Park. Of seven possibilities presented by consultants hired by the city, two recommendations envisioned a smaller studio theater with rehearsal space, workshops, a gallery and restaurant, while another suggested a larger 600-seat venue. Attendees at an open house mostly favored the larger option. "We're a big city now," said one. Another suggested the planned Coquitlam facility could serve as a regional arts hub that would attract arts lovers from across the Tri-Cities. "The three municipalities should get together on this and do a good job, not a half-puff job." Others said the theater's size doesn't matter, as long as the arts center gets built. The project's designer, however, was dismayed that so much attention was being paid to the theater while other aspects of his concept, like its rehearsal and workshop spaces, were overlooked. The Tri-City News has covered civic affairs, local crime, festivals, events, personalities, sports and arts in Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam and Port Moody since 1983. Bound back issues of the paper are available at the Coquitlam Archives, while digital versions of several past years can be found at issu.com.